from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of February 18th. Carl Perkins left Sun Records and signed with Columbia Records this week in 1958. Tower of Power member Rich Stevens, who sang the lead vocals on You're Still a Young Man, was arrested and later convicted of a drug-related triple homicide in San Jose, California in 1976. Cher filed for divorce from Sonny Bono this week in 1974. Ricky Nelson joined the cast of his parents' radio show, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, this week in 1949. Ringo Starr's X-rated movie Candy had its premiere this week in 1969. In 1952, Jerry Lee Lewis married his first wife at the age of 17. The Last 10 Years After concert happened this week in London, England in 1974. In 1958, the Alan Freed movie, The Big Beat, with Fats Domino, The Diamonds, and the Dell Vikings, debuted in Detroit, Michigan. A federal judge ruled that the Isley Brothers recorded It's Your Thing after they left Motown Records, and the label was not entitled to any royalties. The judgment came down in 1977. In 1978, the Police signed with A&M Records. Sir Elton John was knighted by England's Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace this week in 1998. Fats Domino, Ray Charles, and B.B. King received Lifetime Achievement Grammy Awards this week in 1987. In 1965, filming began on the second motion picture by the Beatles, Help. Little Richard received a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award in 1993. In 1968, Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers began a 3.5-year run in the London stage production of Charlie Girl. In the studio, the Everly Brothers recorded When Will I Be Loved and Let It Be Me in 1959. The legendary What I'd Say by Ray Charles was recorded this week also in 1959. Simon and Garfunkel completed work on the original acoustic version of The Sounds of Silence this week in 1964. The Platters recorded The Magic Touch in 56. Larry Williams cut Dizzy Miss Lizzy in 58. Elvis Presley recorded Kentucky Rain in 1969. The Beach Boys were in the studio in 64 recording Don't Worry Baby, and in 65 Help Me Rhonda. Buddy Holly and the Crickets recorded the hit version of That'll Be the Day this week in 1957. Birthdays this week: Yoko Ono, 91. Dennis DeYoung from Styx, 77. Robbie Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive, born 1953. John Travolta is 70. Irma Thomas, 83. Lou Christie, 81. Smokey Robinson is 84. Walter Becker from Steely Dan, born 1950. Jerome Giles from the J. Giles Band, born in 46. Oliver, whose real last name was Swofford, he recorded Gene and many other songs. He's born this week, 1945. Bobby Hendricks, one-time member of the Drifters and had a hit song with Itchy Twitchy Feelings, born this week, 1938. George Harrison, born in 43. Joni Summers is 83. Rupert Holmes, 77. And Norman Hurricane Smith, the amazing recording engineer who worked with the Beatles Records and also a recording artist and had the big hit, Oh Babe, What Would You Say? He's having a birthday, born this week, 1923. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of February 18th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.